Alright, start tayo in 3, 2, 1. Welcome mga dudes at mga dudettes. Ito na naman si Kevin. Live dito sa tahimik na spot sa opisina namin for the season 3 finale ng Elitistang Uibo Podcast. Kamusta naman kayo? I hope everyone is doing good. Ano man yung ginagawa natin to better ourselves or to relax or to, you know, kung ano man yung ginagawa natin ngayon. Nagtatrabaho, nag-aaral, naliligo because sobrang init sa labas and whatnot. So, yun. I hope narating kayo ng podcast na to na, yun, nage-enjoy and nasa magandang kalagayan. For me, yun nga, it's the season 3 finale ng podcast. I'm excited to talk about the thing na hinanda natin for today's video, kahit podcast to. So, yun. Before we get into that meats and potatoes, let's do some hypes and high-ups. So, Tokusatsu News tayo. So, it was announced that there will be a crossover special between Kamen Rider Tycoon from Geats and Kamen Rider Shinobi, one of the side characters or one of the special riders na pinalabas sa Kamen Rider ZO. In which, yun nga, Shinobi, if nagtuloy-tuloy yung Heisei, would be the 2022 Kamen Rider according to Zio's timeline. So, yun, dahil nagbago ng era, so we are now in the Reiwa era of stuff in Japan. So, yun, kaya Geats yung pinalabas instead of Shinobi. But actually, it was shown or nagpakita sila ng visual or ng poster for the upcoming crossover. And something great or something good actually shows up on that poster. One of them is a cameo from Kamen Rider ZX. So if you know your Showa riders, Kamen Rider ZX was the 10th Kamen Rider, pero he didn't have like a proper series because what he had is like a TV special and the Kamen Rider Spirits manga, which, yun nga, it's a manga expanding his lore. And yun, Toei recognizing ZX as a ninja rider. So yun, and Tycoon and Shinobi are both ninja riders, so yun, having him showing up is really good. Along with that is another ninja team rider from X-Aid, Kamen Rider Fuma. So I'm excited to see kung ano yung gagawin nila with this crossover special because it's something special. And yun, abang-abang na lang tayo ng mga links and ng mga videos because, you know, Toei is being stingy with stuff. Hindi tulad ni Tsubaraya na meron na silang dedicated YouTube channel to show all their Ultraman stuff and whatnot. So, but hindi pwedeng gayahin ni Toei yun? Weird. Really, really weird. But yeah, I'm excited to see what's in store for that crossover special. So, yun. Let's hope na lumabas agad yung subs nun, fan subs, para mapanood na natin soon enough. And another one na medyo na-hype tayo because it's actually like a series of leaks na lumabas online. But these are like, of course, rumors and most of these things are, ano, are not true or actually not been confirmed yet because, you know, it's galing sa leak. If you remember, like 2020, there's like a big leak for upcoming IPs and whatnots of Capcom. So one of those files actually shows kung ano yung ideas nila for the upcoming Resident Evil 9 game. So the 9th game for the main series of games is gonna be titled Apocalypse according to the leaks, and it's gonna feature like the OGs Claire, Chris, and Jill. However, one of the rumors is that it's gonna be somewhat of a last hurrah ni Chris Redfield as one of the main protags, one of the main protagonists ng Resident Evil. So either he will retire or he'll die on that game. So yun, that's one of the rumors, but hindi natin alam kung matutuloy siya and whatnot, and maybe it would be scrapped altogether. And another one na rumors is, of course, it's gonna be between the events of Resident Evil Village, Resident Evil 8, and yung Rose DLC which is set like years after the Village game. So yeah, those are like just some of the rumors na nandun sa leak. Eh, actually, there's still a lot more details, but yung mga nag-stick out sa akin was those bullet points or those particular ideas. Most likely, hindi ito yung magiging final game, but it could give us a good insight kung ano yung balak nila for the ninth game on the series. And Chris Redfield dying or retiring, it might be a good idea because he's been with the series since the first game, and yun, he has been a prominent protagonist of the games, some of the games and the spin-offs and whatnot. So maybe a last hurrah for Chris would be a good idea, I guess. But yeah, let's see kung mag-a-announce na si Capcom one of these days kung ano yung gagawin nila with Resident Evil 9, and I'm excited to hear that. So for the last one, for the hypes and hypes natin, is actually like, this is somewhat of a mini review reaction for the Voltes 5 Legacy show. Voltes 5 Legacy has always been, is announced like a few years ago. And yun, what has happened is, this is like a joint venture between GMA7 and Toei to make this this massive epic show into live action. Alam niyo naman kung gaano kasikat yung Voltes 5 dito, being one of those shows na hindi tinapos nung panahon ni Marcos, had a resurgence in the 90s. And yun, if you're gonna talk to someone na taga-Pilipinas about mecha anime, most likely ang mapag-uusapan nyo most of the time is gonna be Voltes 5. So yun, the first week or the first 5 episodes of the show has been shown up, and yun, medyo mabilis yung pacing because some of the things na dapat like revealed further down the series was yun, once announced early. So some of the spoilers, this is gonna be like a full-on spoiler reaction and somewhat thoughts initial thoughts with the show is that yun, masyadong mabilis yung pacing ng mga pangyayari. The background of Dr. Armstrong, Rotgar was shown episode 2, Zardos already knowing who his father is, which is nangyari yun, like almost patapos na ng series. It was some interesting, meron silang mga narrative choices na it could bite them in the ass or whatnot. But when it comes to the acting, yun, it was fine most of the time, pero yun, some of the line delivery is just cringe at most. So yun, but the visuals though, the visuals are really really good in this. Am I excited to watch further? I think not. Maybe pag yun, nagkaroon lang ng maybe a hype episode, maybe that's the time that I will check back onto the series again. But I'm not gonna waste time of watching 80 episodes if gagiging ganito yung presentation nila. I'm sorry, I'm a fan. I want this to succeed, pero on me and me alone, unless bayaran nila ako to watch the whole series, I'm not gonna do it. So that's it for the mini review and whatnot for this this show. But if you enjoy it, you do you. I'm not excited for it anymore. So after our hypes and high-ups, let's jump in onto our meats and potatoes But before that, bayan, parang bagong podcaster and whatnot. But before any of that, let's have a few messages. And we are back. So yun nga, as promised, our Meats and Potatoes is gonna be talking about another franchise na almost sing tanda ko na. I'm not the same age as this franchise, but yun, kasama ko siyang lumaki through the years of me being an enjoyer of video games and other media. So we are gonna talk about a little game na nagsimula noong 1987, just a few years or like at least 5 years bago ako pinanganak, and that is Mega Man or Rockman. So Mega Man has been a game since 1987. It was developed by Capcom, one of their best franchises, other from, you know, your Street Fighters or your Monster Hunters and other franchises or series na sobrang sikat na ginawa ni Capcom. So Mega Man or Rockman has been may konting confusion with these names. So basically Mega Man is the name of the first game and also the English title for the game. Rockman is actually what he is called in Japan. So the reason and why he is called Rockman in there, because rock is yun, it's actually a reference to rock and roll. If you know your Mega Man characters, his sister or madalas na partner niya in some of the games is named Roll. So that's why rock and roll. And yun. And since Americans are kind of dumb, so hindi nila magigets na rock is a reference to rock and roll and whatnot. So yun, they just take on calling it Mega Man for the US audience. And fun fact, actually Proto Man, or one of the partners or one of the allies of Mega Man, Rockman, is actually called Blues. Kaya nga mayroong bass, BASS, na character, because yun nga, all of them are like musical references. So you have rock and roll and blues and bass. Pero for some odd reasons, yun, naging Mega Man, Roll, Proto Man, and Bass yung nangyari sa US adaptation or US versions of the game. So, Mega Man has been with us for quite some time. And yun, kasama natin siyang lumaki. And some of the games had been a part of our childhood. For me, my always gonna be remembering those days of disappearing platforms and jumping around and charging the weapon of Mega Man 2. And yun, isa talaga siya sa like somewhat humubog on what I like and what I don't like with games. So that's why yun, I always check back to Mega Man 2 if I had the time, and lalaruin ko lang siya just to, you know, to have peace with my younger self, kasi my weekends are always be consumed by Mega Man 2 along with Super Mario Brothers as my go-to games pag nagre-relax na ako nung bata pa ako. So let's talk how these games, if you want to jump in or you have some idea what the Mega Man series is. So the Mega Man series is actually like a lot of games that focuses on, of course, Rockman, Mega Man. It has like two main timelines, and there are like spin-offs between those timelines. So the first timeline for Mega Man is yun, of course, your classic timeline or the main timeline, which includes the series of Mega Man, classic Mega Man, Mega Man X, Mega Man Zero, Mega Man CX, and Mega Man Legends. So, paano siya naiiba from or those four or five games? Paano sila naiiba sa isa't isa? So, your classic Mega Man is, of course, si Mega Man, like younger Mega Man, like he's on a body of like a 10-year-old. And yun yung pinaka-bare bones basic na Mega Man game, platforming. And yun, actually one of the things na nagpasikat with Mega Man as a game series is how interactive it is. Hindi kanila bibigyan ng set of of stages na you'll need to continue or to push through to play the game. They have this really a stroke of genius idea that why not have it be what's this? Have the choice kung sinong boss yung uunahin. I mean, ginawa ba nila sa Super Mario yon na jump ka kagad sa world 3-3 or world 3-4 without going to world 1-1 and whatnot. So there is an option for you to jump on to a specific stage, but Mega Man was one of the first na binigay sa iyo yung choice kung sino yung uunahin mong boss or sino yung uunahin mong kakalabanin. So basically, Mega Man, Young Mega Man or Mega Man Classic, the story goes with, you know, Dr. Light and Dr. Wily creating like a robot society in which that robots will help humans do stuff. However, Dr. Wily is actually want to take over the world because of course his name is Wily. So he's a wily character. So yun, Dr. Wily or Dr. Wiry is hacking or creating these robots that he will use to take over the world or try to invade or to control of the world of Mega Man. And of course, Dr. Light had his assistant, Rox, to become Mega Man to defeat those robot masters. So with Mega Man Classic, yun nga, it's your typical platforming game, and yun, after fighting the boss, you'll get the weapon and select the next boss that you are to fight. So of course you have the choice to select or kung paanong succession of stages ang gusto mong gawin because all the robot masters have like distinct stages. So of course, if si Fireman yung kalaban mo or yung pinili mo, the stage will be Fire Team, Iceman would be Ice Team, and so on and so forth. And since you have the option of choosing the boss battle that you want to approach first, so they also have these idea of somewhat of a contrapelo or like a specific master can counter another master. So example, if inuna mo si Fireman, madadalian ka kay Iceman, or pag inuna mo si Catman, matatapos mo agad si Woodman and whatnot, or si Fireman to Woodman because you know wood is weak to fire and whatnot. So yun, which is another thing na ikinaganda ni Mega Man. So if you want to be more strategic about it, just know kung sino yung kontra kanino for you to have like a faster way to finish the game or if you wanted to somehow speedrun it. So that's your Mega Man Classic. Mega Man X is set like 100 to 200 years after Mega Man Classic. So basically, X is the successor of Mega Man, and he's on an older buddy. So a buddy of like a 15-16 year old. So X is like the ultimate life form or the ultimate robot kasi yun, hindi siya programmed to do stuff because he has sentience and morals and whatnot. So he was sealed after creation ni Dr. Light having Mega Man as his base. So from the Young Mega Man or Mega Man Classic to X, and he was sealed for him to be, you know, reawakened like 100-200 years later to help humanity. So by that time na si X na yung bida is there are already like it's a machine-centric world now with your Reploids, and then X has been used as a Maverick hunter. So basically a Maverick is a Reploid that became evil because stuff and whatnot, and by Mega Man X timeline, ang kalaban na nila is not Dr. Wily, but it's now Sigma. So with Mega Man X, ang naiba sa kanya is it's still your platformer, but it's somewhat more challenging, and it's also they like incorporated like new mechanics with Mega Man X. So Mega Man X meron ng dash, meron ng wall run, meron ng wall slides, and of course, yung pinaka-distinct na difference between your Mega Man Classic and Mega Man X is the armors. So you can customize an armor for Mega Man after clearing a stage or entering a secret area for you to unlock them. So basically, your Mega Man armors or your X armors are the are ways for you to other from you getting the weapon of your of the Robot Master. You also get like a special armor or a special weapon for you to be able to traverse and finish the game on a much faster time. And also inintroduce din nila some of the our favorite side characters, your Zeros, Axel if you're enjoying Axel, and a whole lot more like your Navis with Mega Man, so or with Mega Man X. So that's Mega Man X. The next one is Mega Man Zero. So this is somewhat of another time jump has happened. So it's like another 200 years have passed since Mega Man X. So Mega Man Zero got revived, or not really revived, or got sealed off after Mega Man X6. Sabi sa, on the lore, but we know that Mega Man X goes to like X7 and X8, and andon si Zero. So, which is kind of weird. But by Mega Man 6, Zero got sealed, and after 200 years, got free from the seal. So on this particular timeline, wala na masyadong humans. They become like elf-like creatures, and X became a villain on this game. Mega Man Zero has like 4 games, and the good thing about Mega Man Zero is this is the only Mega Man game na merong beginning and end. So if you want a full experience of a Mega Man game na tapos na, I highly suggest you get Mega Man Zero. So another one, or the next one in the timeline or the main timeline, is Mega Man ZX. It already has like 2-3 games. I'm not sure. Mega Man ZX is the sequel of Mega Man Zero, and it's still ongoing. It focuses more on like customizable characters, a male and female character that you could choose, and yun to become a Mega Man. So it's still an ongoing story. Ilan pala yun, I only have played one of the ZX games, and it's quite enjoyable. Pero yun, it's somewhat convoluted na because of these lore stuff na ginawa with ZX. So that's it. And the last one on the main timeline is actually further down the line, and it's called Mega Man Legends. So it follows Volnut, Mega Man Volnut, as they scour the world for treasures and ancient artifacts to save the world and whatnot from evil. And it's like set like way beyond the ZX timeline. It only has like 2 games. For some odd reason, Capcom, one of their best ideas on the Capcom era is not doing or not continuing the Mega Man Legends game. We only had like Legends 1 and 2, and 3 somehow gonna finish the story of Mega Man Legends. But yeah, until now, we still don't have Mega Man Legends 3. So another timeline na ginawa nila for Mega Man is the Battle Network timeline. So basically, Battle Network is the timeline in which wala tayo robot and robot masters. What we have are net navies. So basically, these are like your avatars that you could use to traverse the internet. That's why you have your Rockman, EXE, Mega Man, and Mega Man. So the viruses are actually yun. Parang sila yung naging kapalit nung robot enemies and robot masters from your classic timeline Mega Man. So with Battle Network, ang naiba naman with Battle Network is that Battle Network had introduced some RPG elements. So para siyang pinagsamang Fire Emblem, or Final Fantasy with like a Mega Man touch. So how the battle works with Battle Network is that you have an area, you could freely move from square to square. So if someone active naman, it's somewhat your active zone. So pwede kang gumalaw doon to umiwas or to charge your weapon and whatnot. So and what the other element that they have done in there is the battle chips. So battle chips will give you like attack boost, healing, and whatnot. And you could set them up every turn. Tapos there is like a specific time limit for you to use the battle chips. And yun, you'll just need to mix and match battle chips for you to be able to defeat enemies and progress through the game. So actually kaka-release lang nung Battle Network Mega Man Battle Network Legacy. It's actually a compilation of games from the first Mega Man Battle Network to Battle Network 6. Baka magtaka lang kayo kasi from Mega Man Battle Network 2, parang nahiwalay siya into two games. So, Red and Blue, Team Proto Man, Team Mega Man, Psybeast, the Psybeast series and whatnot. So basically, they have done the Pokemon approach in which there's Pokemon Red and Yellow, Red and Green, Emerald and Ruby, or something like that. Kasi there are some battle chips na pwede mo lang gamitin on a specific game or makukuha mo lang siya on a specific game, pero pwede mo siyang laruin still individually and get the full experience. The only difference is, yun nga, there are like some battle chips na dun lang sa specific game mo siya makukuha, pero pwede mo siyang i-transfer once on any mode. So if you have like Battle Network Red or Battle Network 2, kahit na yung nakuha mo is Team Proto Man, and you want to yun nakuha mo na yung specific battle chip na galing dun sa Team Proto Man, magamit mo siya once you play and transfer the data to Team Mega Man, to Team Red game. So it goes something like that. So parang yeah, just like your Pokemon games, Shield and Sword, Black and White. So there are like specific Pokemons na on a specific Pokemon game mo lang makukuha, pero pwede mo siyang laruin on that other game as long as nakuha mo na siya on the previous one. So that's how the Battle Network works. And Star Force is actually the other thing from the Battle Network timeline of games. So with Star Force, it's actually like set, yan, again, it's like 100, 200 years from the timeline of battle, of the original Battle Network. So Star Force is somewhat parang Saint Seiya, powered by the internet and whatnot, with still a Mega Man twist. So some of these other from Mega Man CX or other from Mega Man Zero all and Battle Network, I think Battle Network is already like finished with their storylines. So if you want to experience like a Mega Man game that has a beginning or end, you could play through the ZX games and the Battle Network games. Other games, it's still a one and done, like your Mega Man, so 1 through 11, if you're gonna play your Mega Man 1 through 11, or Mega Man X, X to X8, those are ongoing stories, pero the specific games are have a beginning and end. Medyo ano lang talaga. It's somewhat hindi pa tapos yung story, and I hope na Capcom is doing their best to have these stories finish. And ang gusto ko talaga mangyari, other from have Mega Man Legends 3 to be released, is actually a game in which it would transition from Mega Man, Mega Man Classic, to Mega Man X. So have they met one time, siguro by the end or almost the end of Mega Man's timeline, and he will meet like the newly created X or something like that, or there will be like somewhat of a time travel story in which X will meet Mega Man and whatnot. I want that too. to see in the future. So yeah, and Mega Man Legends 3, of course. So that's it. So again, Mega Man is a really fun franchise. It has a lot of fun games, and kahit na hindi nyo, the main timeline is a bunch of really really good games. Spin-offs are also really good. Powered Battle, Mega Man X Dive on your on mobile. There's also Mega Man Soccer if you want like a sports game with a Mega Man twist. Yeah, there's a lot of Mega Man things you could enjoy sa games pa lang yun. We also have like animes or animated series from Mega Man to a full-on anime with Mega Man Battle Network or Rockman EXE. So it has like 6 seasons or 5 seasons of anime from that will cover the first Mega Man Battle Network game to Psybeast. So that's something that you could enjoy as well. So tuloy natin yung usapan through the comment sections. Ano yung paborito yung Mega Man? Ano yung gusto nyo mang makita in the future of Mega Man? At patuloy nating pag-usapan yan through our socials. And yeah, that's it. Super thank you for you guys sticking with me for the past 75 episodes. Yes, we have done 75 episodes or 75 times of this thing of me rambling about a random thing. In regards to the fandom, mapa-anime man yan, tokusatsu, and other geek stuffs as well. And yun, me hearing or you messaging me what you wanted to talk next, or ask me what I think or what I feel about this specific topic. I appreciate those messages, and hindi pa ako papaalam. So, it's 75 episodes is a big number. Iilan lang yung nakakarating ng ganito karaming episodes. And I really hope na kasama pa rin natin kayo for season 4, because yeah, that will be our road to 100. So I'm thinking of something special to do on episode 100 ng podcast na to. Pero again, super thank you for you guys sticking with me for the past 75 episodes. That's like over 50 hours of me rambling about random stuff. And yun, andyan pa rin kayo para pakinggan tayo. So, tuloy-tuloy lang natin yung usapan on whatnots in regards to this episode or other episodes. Or if you just wanted to get advices from me, wag yun lang akong hinga ng pera kasi wala rin ako nun. You could always reach me on the socials. This podcast could be found on Facebook at facebook.com/elitistangreadpod. My personal Twitter and Instagram is both at elitistangkebs. And yun, follow nyo na rin yung Basurans, yung isa ko pong podcast with Kage. So we have like really fun discussions there na labas sa niche ng podcast na to. So if you want to hear our thoughts on music or movies, or you want us, or you want to hear us rant about doing business in the Philippines, or sino yung mga best moms in Philippines showbiz and whatnot, that's Basurans for you. So again, thank you so much for you listening to this podcast. Kita-kita tayo sa susunod na season. Season 4, I'm excited to talk with you guys again for the next 25 episodes or for our 100 episodes more of these ramblings of mine. So, huwag kayong mawawala. Magbabalik pa ang Elitistang Review Podcast. Zet!